The holiest revelation of the revelation, tablet 4. And unto the angel of the church in Smyrna write, These things said the first and the last, which was dead and is alive. Revelation 2:8. What is the church in Smyrna? It is the second symbol in the greater sign, the Star of David, the seal of Solomon. It also refers to the second chakra. I know thy works and tribulation and poverty, but thou art rich, and I know the blasphemy of them which say they are Jews and are not, but are the synagogue of Satan. Revelation 2:9. I know thy works and tribulation and poverty means that those who had overcome escapism will start to fight with evildoers and liars. They will go through tribulation, become outcast, and be struck with poverty. But thou art rich means, but you are rich in spirit and life, because you have an ideology to fight for and a goal for which to strive. However, those who lie, do evil, and are lost in Maya are rich in material things, but are poor in spiritual wealth. And I know the blasphemy of them which say they are Jews and are not, but are the synagogue of Satan. Jews were supposed to be the children of Israel, those who struggle with God or the elected ones, and they should have shown humanity that the koho is necessary for human progress. They should have tried to establish it. Hence, those who do call themselves the elected ones, but do not strive to bring this ideal, are the synagogue of Satan. Fear none of those things which thou shalt suffer. Behold, the devil shall cast some of you into prison, that ye may be tried, and ye shall have tribulation 10 days. Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life. Revelation 2:10. Fear none of those things refers to suffering and being persecuted. Be faithful and do not fear death, because I will give thee a crown of life. There is no such thing as death for a realized soul. He dies in knowledge and will gain eternal life. Also, it is true that in this state a person is in his second chakra. But if he is so sincere as to be ready to sacrifice all for truth and his ideology, then he has overcome the attraction of this external world. If a person who reaches this point, where nothing can stop him from fighting for truth, is killed, then he is martyred and becomes a martyr. He will reach pure consciousness because he is worthy of it. I will give thee a crown of life. This is also promised in both the Bhagavad Gita. A war to establish justice, such as this one, opens the doors of heaven. Happy is he who fights such a war. Not to fight such a righteous battle is to disregard your sacred duty and honor, and his sin, transgression of the law, Dharma. Arjuna, Bhagavad Gita 2:32. And the Quran, do not think of those who are slain in the way of God, righteous way, as dead. No, they are with their Lord. Family of Imran, Ali Imran 169. This means that he who has the thoughts of God in his mind, even at the moment of death, be thou faithful unto death, is he who loves God with all his might. He will reach pure consciousness. He that had an ear, let him hear what the Spirit said unto the churches. He that overcometh shall not be hurt of the second death. Revelation 2:11. Those who overcome their fears and attachments to this external life will gain everlasting life. They will reach pure consciousness. These are the people who are meek, who will inherit the earth, Matthew 5:5, and will gain eternal life, Revelation 2:11. The power will be given to them to take peace from the earth, Revelation 6:4.